Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, Aleph Iyar, the second day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Sota, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Our Mishnah brings more examples about the klal, b'midah shoda moded b'modin lo. The way one behaves is the way we behave with him from Shemaim. Shimshon halach acharenob. Shimshon walked and followed his eyes. He said to his father, "Take her to me. She looks good in my eyes," the Philistine woman. Lefichach nikru plishtim esenov. And therefore, because he followed his eyes, the plishtim gouged his eyes. Shenamar, as it says, vayochazuhu belishtim veinakru esenov. They grabbed him, the Philistines grabbed him, and gouged out his eyes. Midah keneged midah, measure for measure. Avshalom niskai besaro. Avshalom, the son of David HaMelech, prided himself on his hair. As it says in the book of Shmuel, there was no one as beautiful as Avshalom from the sole of his foot till his head. He was a perfect figure. And when he shaved his hair year to year, because it was heavy, it weighed 200 shekel by the stone of the king. From here we learn that Avshalom was a Nazir Olam. He's an eternal Nazirite, and he would shave, be allowed to shave once every 12 months. And after he would shave it, he would proudly weigh the enormous amount of hair that he had. Lefichach, therefore, nisla basare. He came to his end, hanging, suspended by his hair. As the Pasuk describes him, and Avshalom called to the servants of David, and Avshalom was riding on his mule, and the mule got caught under the bough of a large aloe tree, and his head was there, caught in the branches there, and he was suspended between heaven and earth. And the mule, in the meantime, had absconded, had gone away. Ulafisha Baal Eser Pelik She'aviv, because he lived, he had relations with 10 of the concubines of his father, and he did this. Lefichach nitnu boy Eser Lun V'yos, therefore 10 spears were laid into him. Shenam, as it says, Vayasobu Asura Anoshim, 10 people gathered around him. The Pasuk actually says, Anorim, 10 lads. V'nosek le'yakov, Ikele Yoyov, these were the am bearers of Yoyov, and they struck Avshalom and they killed him, 10 of them. Each one put a spear in him. Olafisha gonav shlosh levavos, because he deceived 3 hearts, Levaviv, the heart of his father. Avshalom told the king, his father, "Let me go and repay my vow, and pay my vow, which I vowed in Hebron." So Avshalom then sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, and he told them, "When you hear the sound of the shofar, then I want you to proclaim Avshalom is king in Hebron." He cheated his father. He deceived his father. Velev Beis Din, he deceived the heart of Beis Din. As it says, with Avshalom went 200 men from Yerushalayim, and they went innocently, not knowing where they were going to and what was the purpose of the mission. And what he would do was, how did he manage to do that? Avshalom told his father, "Please, can you write an authority that 2 people shall accompany, any 2 people that I choose. And he wrote it for him. And he would show this sign of David, his father, to 2 people, and they went after him. He did that with another 2, with another 2, with another 2, until he amassed 200 of them. And these were top people in the Sanhedrin. So he cheated his father and the Beis Din and the Lev Israel. He deceived the whole of Israel. Shenam, as it says, Vayignev Avshalom, Eslev Anshe Israel, and Avshalom cheated, he deceived the heart of all the people of Israel. Lefichach, therefore, Niske Uboi Shlosha Shavotim, and therefore there were 3 sticks or 3 Shavotim that were thrust into his heart while he was hanging there by his hair. Shenam, as it says, Vayikach Shlosha Shavotim, and he took 3, Yoav took 3 sticks or 3 staffs, v'chapo in his hand, v'yisko in b'Avshalom, and he thrust them into the heart of Avshalom. So, again, it was midah keneged midah, deceived 3 hearts, and he had 3 poles stuck into his heart. V'chein nitmishnates, v'chein linya tova, and so it is, as far as goodness is concerned, that Hashem punishes, Hashem rewards midah keneged midah, measure for measure. The Gemara points out, however, that even though it says v'chein and also, the v'chein and also, the comparison is only made in the sense that it's in kind. whatever kind of goodness a person did, that's the type of goodness he'll be paid for. But in terms of quantity, the actual measure is much, much greater than what he did. And here are some examples the Mishnah brings. Miriam himtinon Moshe Shachas. Miriam waited 1 hour, a short time, when he was 3 months old, and he had to be placed in the river because the guards of Pharaoh were coming round the houses. And it says there, Shenamar v'tisatzav ech achosai merochek, and his sister stood from a distance to see what would happen, to know what would happen to him. Lefichach, therefore, nisak v'lo Yisrael shiva yomim b'midbar. Therefore, she merited to have the whole Jewish nation wait for her 7 days in the desert when she was struck with tsaras and quarantined outside the camp for 7 days. The people of Israel did not move on. They waited for her. Shenam, as it says, v'ha'om lo nosa ad he'osef Miriam. And the people did not travel until Miriam was gathered into the camp, brought into the camp, after the 7 days, in other words, of quarantine. Yosef zocha likberes aviv. Yosef merited to bury his father Yaakov, ve'ein be'echov godol memenu, and there was no one more important who occupied a high position than him. He was, after all, the second to the king himself in Egypt. And yet he took it upon himself to bury his father. Shenam, as it says, Vayal Yosef likberes aviv. Yael Yosef went up to bury his father. Vayal imoy gam rechev kamparoshim, and there were riders, and then there was chariots and riders with him. So, because of this great honor that he bestowed upon his father in taking him to burial, Milon Agodol mi Yosef, who was Zoicha to be buried with a greater honor than Yosef, Shelo Nisasek Ba'ela Moshe, that Moshe himself was occupied in taking his bones, in burying him, that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Zoicha Ba'atzmos Yosef. Moshe was Zoicha to merited to be occupied with the bones of Yosef. Ve'eni Misrael Gadol Memenu, there was no one greater than him in his time. Shenam, as it says, Vayikach Moshe Satzmas Yosef, and Moshe took the bones of Yosef with him. And for that reason, Mi Gadol Mi Moshe, who merited to have a greater honor than Moshe Rabbeinu, Shelo Nisasek Boi Elamokim, who had none other than Hashem himself occupying himself in the burial of Moshe. Shenam, as it says, Vayikbor Oisoi Pagai, Hashem himself was occupied in the burial of Moshe Rabbeinu. He buried him in the valley. Loyal Moshe b'levad amro. This was not just said about Moshe, ela al kol tzedikim, but really all tzedikim. Hashem brings them in. Shenam, as it says, v'halech lefanecha tzidkacha v'chved Hashem yasvecha, and they will go before your righteousness, and the honor and the glory of Hashem will gather you in. From here we see that Hashem gathers the tzedikim. The Tosfos Yom Tov says, however, what was the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, if that's the case? If all tzaddikim Hashem takes them in. And nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu was different because with him, only Hashem only. There was no other people involved. Moshe Einkin, in contrast to other tzaddikim, that although, yes, it's true, there was the covet of Hashem that brought him in, nevertheless, there were human beings involved in his burial, like the normal way of burial. Like it is, K'derach Kol Haaretz, was Moshe Rabbeinu, only and exclusively was Hashem involved in his burial.